Paul W. Smith will be here just after Fox News at 6. This is the Pre-W. Smith Show with Jeff Sloan on 760 WJR.
All right, welcome to the Pre-W. Smith Show. It's Tuesday, and you know what that means.
It's almost Friday.
One day closer to Friday, says Mark Pastorio. We've got, indeed, Mark made his presence known right here, right now, right at the onset of the show. We've got Kristen Kajawa in with us as well, Brian Morton. Listen, guys, it's Tuesday. Before I could get a word out of my mouth, Mark Pastorio jumped in and took the show. But that's okay, Mark. That's all right, because it's you. But here's the thing. I was about to say, Mark, until you got in the way of my punchline, it's Tuesday, and that's the first day of the work week, right? Hey, the start of the work week, Mark.
Wait
for a second.
Who?
For who? Wait a second. Wasn't yesterday? Weren't we here yesterday?
Yeah.
We were. Yesterday was the start of the work week. What's going on here? Well, I'll tell you what's going on here. They've just completed the world's biggest trial of the four-day work week. The four-day work week, meaning you start on Tuesday, or I guess you could go the other way, start on Monday and on Thursday, whatever it may be. The point is, you get a three-day weekend, not a two-day weekend. You get 3 days off. 4 days on, 3 days off. Sound good? All right. Now, here's the thing, Mark. Mark's already gone. Where'd you go? Mark.
There we go.
Turn that mic off.
All right.
Pastoria. All right. Here's the deal. Here's the way this works. So like I said, you start on a Tuesday, end on a Friday, or you could start on a Monday and on a Thursday. The point is, again, getting that three-day work week. Now, they just completed a six-month trial. 3,300 workers across 70 companies, and they had to work 80% of their usual week, 4 out of the 5 days instead of 5 out of 5. But they had to promise to maintain 100% of their productivity and meet it. So, like, this isn't just work 4 days, the same old. This is now cram 5 days of work into four, maintaining your current productivity level. No decay in that, okay? All right, here are some of the findings. First of all, here's the way some of the companies did this. Some of the employees of these various companies in the test did this. Number one, they banned all internal meetings longer than 5 minutes. No meeting could be longer than 5 minutes. By the way, I have to tell you that right there. Aside from whether it's a four-day week or a five-day week, some of these meetings, I don't really understand at all. They go on and on. It's part social, part meeting. Okay, no meeting longer than 5 minutes. You better come prepared. You better be ready to go, efficient and productive in a meeting. Get right to it, number one. Number two, keep all client meetings to 30 minutes. And they've even introduced a traffic light system. Now, here we go. To prevent unnecessary disturbances. Colleagues have a light on their desk. They set it to green if they're, quote unquote, happy to talk, available to talk. Amber if they're busy, but you can interrupt me if you really need to. And red, do not disturb. I'm working. Okay? So the traffic light system they implemented as well. How did things go? Well, by the fourth week, some of the team members admitted it started to work. Up leading up to that, the first few weeks, they admitted it was very, very chaotic. By the fourth week, they started to get into a rhythm, and it started to work. And those tracking the level of productivity found that by the fourth week, they were in such a rhythm that it actually started to work. Now, this means, look, guys, this means when you go to work, you're really focused. I mean, you're not taking social time. You're not hanging around the coffee thing in the morning. Mark Pastorio. Not out there checking the Tiger score, watching the game, cussing at the TV every minute. Okay. Here's another thing they did. They have sessions where they are not allowed to check meeting emails, take calls, engage in team messaging, interacting with one another. None of that. They take 2 hours every day of their work day where that's not allowed. You've got to be doing your work and be productive. They say at that time, you're to be doing what you were hired in to do. So here's the thing. After all this and all these machinations and everything else, they actually found that for some, there was a mixed bag here, but for some, the obvious, you know, having that extra day gave them more time to pursue hobbies. They came to work, as they put it, much more prepared to embrace the day. They got into a better work rhythm. When they came to work, they knew it was time to work, and they learned how to be as productive and cut things out of their day that were unnecessary to make the four-day work week work. The four-day work week work. And so this is catching on. A lot of corporations now, especially internationally, are pursuing the four-day work week. We remember Tim Ferriss, the famous Tim Ferriss entrepreneur. He actually proposed a four-hour work week. Where's all this going? Oh my God, Mark likes that. All right, the four-hour work week, no less. Well, here's the thing. The majority of workers found it to be something that they would embrace. And interestingly, corporations found it in the end that for most, not for all, for many, there was a pressure associated with making the four-day work week work. But for the majority, it did. So the bottom line, I think on the heels of this study just completed, you're going to be hearing more and more about that four-day work week. And for those of us who own a business, it's not going to be easy. We're going to be hearing it from everybody. All right, there you have it. Four-day work week on the way. We've got, if we started today, we got 4 days till the weekend. If we started yesterday, ending on Thursday, hey, Mark, you're right. It is one day closer to the weekend. That is for sure. All right, we're going to go to a quick break. Back with more in a minute right here on the Pre-W. Smith Show.